بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. Yesterday we discussed briefly in regards to تسبيح فاطمي that after our Fajr Salah, after the Asr Salah, we recite 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. Then the person can recite La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulk wa lahul hamdu wa ala kulli shayin qadir. And we discussed that how we should recite and read this tasbihat with some concentration of the heart. Thereafter we make dua. And we also mentioned this tasbih Fatimi should be reciting after every salah. Not only after the Fajr and the Asr, but after every salah. Then together with that we have Ayatul Kursi and our four quls, Surah Kafirun, Surah Al-Ikhlas, and Mu'awwidhatain, that we'll discuss inshallah. And Allah Ta'ala gives opportunity. In regards to dua, my dear brothers, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are informed more or less that dua is a very, very great and lethal weapon Allah Ta'ala has given the mu'min to raise our hand and beg of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala loves to be praised. And dua, we have an opportunity to praise Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala Himself says that I love to be praised. So dua is a very shortcut to the treasures of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, where a person should be taking time out every day and begging of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When it comes to asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here ulama explain that it should not be we make dua or we ask to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like how we instruct the helper at home or a slave. That do this, do that, give me this, give me that. That's how we make dua. Ya Allah, I want this, I want that, do this, do that. And without really praising Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like a servant to us, like how we instructing the servant to do something for us. But we take out real time because we are slaves of Allah and ask like how a slave will ask. Like how we go outside, we see when the beggar is begging something and he persists. Like this also, dua can change our taqdeer. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam says more or less, dua can change your taqdeer also. The person knows this and he believes this. Allah through dua can get my taqdeer and future changed. We can imagine how much time we'll take out to praise and beg Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Among the sunnahs and adab of how to make dua, how to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are etiquette, there are sunnahs. It taught us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that as far as possible we face the qibla, that we raise our hands. We don't wipe our face before making dua, we wipe the face after we make dua. So we raise our hands, and ulama explained that the qibla of the hands when making dua is towards the skies. That the hand face towards the sky, and we leave it, raise the hands in line with the chest. Little small gap in between, not very big gap, a small gap in between. This also Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah used to explain that we leave the small gap. One of the wisdoms is that a beggar comes to you with his begging bowl and he has a bit of a large opening or a gap in the at the bottom of his bowl. And if you have to put now a 1 rand or a 2 rand, you know it will fall through. So a generous person now won't allow the money to fall through, rather he put a note in his bowl. So it stays within the bowl. So we're saying to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I have a gap, I have a crack in my bowl, my begging bowl. So Ya Allah, don't put a little, put a lot in there. So it fills it up. So like this, we leave a little gap in between, and first we praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like why we find the imams in the after the salah, Allahumma anta salam, aminka salam. That Ya Allah, all salamati and peace comes from you. And also the word as-salam is the attribute of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Al-Quddus as-salam. Al-Quddus as-salam, as-salam is the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the epitome. That all peace only comes from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that is free from all type of faults, weaknesses, deficiencies. Al-Quddus refers to the same sifat of Allah, but in the past and present tense. In the future, Ya Allah, you as-salam. That there is no weakness in you, there is no deficiency in you, that you are absolutely pure and above and complete and perfect. So we start dua with this, Allahumma anta as-salam, Ya Allah, you are as-salam. Wa minka as-salam, salam also is from you. Allahumma anta as-salam, wa minka as-salam, tabarakta, ya dhal jalali wal ikram. So like this, we start the dua. They will read durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That dua in which you will find durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the beginning and at the end. Ulama explain this is like a audited receipt of acceptance from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that your dua is accepted. Because you read durood upon Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accepted whatever you ask in between is never rejected. It definitely accepted whether you get in this world or stored for you in the akhirat, or that dua Allah Ta'ala will use it to ward off some calamity from you and your family. So we praise Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and we can praise in different ways. We can recite Surah Ikhlas also, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ. Or a third kalima, Subhanallah walhamdulillah. Fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah wahdahu. Or even in English, Ya Allah, you've created the skies, the earth, the moon, the sun, all conditions in your... We praise Allah. As much as we can praise Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the ethical adab is, you make dua for yourself. Make dua for yourself, thereafter make dua for one's parents and asatiza. This ulama are emphasizing over and over again, that amongst the greatest benefactors in your life are your parents. Some people may say, but my parents didn't do much for me. A'udhu billah. They didn't teach me anything. They didn't give me deen. Here my Honorable Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib says that just for your mother to teach you how to make istinja when you are a little boy, because of which you feel I'm very clean nowadays, even for that one act, you can't thank her for that enough. That she taught you how to stay pure and clean. So make dua for our parents 5 times a day, ulama explained. One barakat in our rozi, in our dunyawi life, make dua for our parents. They are marhum. They say in the worldly life, they are dependent on you. When they go into the qabr, they are totally dependent on you. Because now they have nothing. They are just waiting for you to read and to send to them. So at least 5 times a day after salah, make dua for them. For our parents and our extended family. And together with that, our asatiza that taught us alif, ba, ta, tha. Because we carry Quran Sharif. This is shukriya to them. Allah, they taught me, they took out the time, they tolerated me. So if they are marhum, they have passed only through the next world, make dua for them. If parents are alive, then make dua for their health.